This poem takes its title from St. Paul. It's called "We Shall All Be Born Again, But We Shall Not All Be Changed." St. Paul was a well-known wet blanket. First Corinthians, I think. This poem takes place in a hospital that has a piece of medical equipment in it, the nature of which you may or may not recognize. A feature role in the poem is played by something called an echocardiogram, which is a machine that provides a picture on a television monitor of the heart at work, so that if you should be hooked up to one of these, you could actually watch your own heartbeat, which is an incredibly violent and dramatic event. If you get to see it, it's a sort of video game in which the invaders come from inner space. The main character in this poem spends some time connected to one, and experiences a sense of watching his own heartbeat, but on television. That might be a puzzling detail if you didn't know how the machine works. We shall all be born again, but we shall not all be changed. We're going, the paramedic said. How I burned to be part of that we, to take you to the hospital. It would be life as a direct object for a while. Into the ambulance, they slid me like a loaf of bread. Everyone listened to my three-part heartbeat and scoured my echocardiogram for the source of its extra stress. I watched my heart lash and writhe and batter for an hour on TV, only its normal violence, but it looked as though it wanted out. This will be an inside job. What could break one of those but itself? It's hard not trusting my body when I am my body, and yet, poor animal that I am, I trust it, and I did. From pride's defeat by helplessness, and from fear, and from the white balm of obedience and stupor, I came back to jostle and murk. One friend sat smoking on my bed and told the habits I'd need to change. Just then I knew how close those who love me had come to need to explain me away. I'd been too sick to take my own side in a fight, but against whom? My treacherous, durable heart has never heard of moral victory.